One parent asked, how do we get children used to mitzvot, chinuch for mitzvot? So the first thing in a lot of chinuch is habit. Children don't understand what Shabbos is. They know I don't turn on a light on Shabbos. There are habits. Children don't know what they're saying when they make a bracha. The habit is I make a bracha. It's a good idea for them to have a habit to make a bracha achrona. Don't fight over it. What we're trying to do is that mitzvot are fun and sweet. Tzniut. Two parents asked about that. I remember 13 years ago, we were at a tris or bar mitzvah or something, and a chavrus of mine showed up with their daughter. Now, this kid couldn't crawl. Why couldn't she crawl? Because her parents wanted her to be very tzanua. So she was covered with so many layers, she couldn't move her legs. They were very into tzniut. So we were talking, and he was very proud of it. He said, you know, look at how tzanua my daughter is. I said, she's still in diapers, no? He said, yeah, but she'll have the habit. I said, isn't she sweating? It's the summer, you know, you're putting on stocking and got everything on her. So he said, yeah, but this way it'll be her second nature. So I don't think that's right. I think it's dead wrong. You do want children to have the habit of tzniut. It's a good idea that at an age where they're not questioning it yet, it will be their second nature. Don't wait for the time the girl's already 9 years old or 10 years old and she already understands that there are different skirt lengths and girls who do wear stockings and don't wear stockings. Whatever level of tzniut you want them to have, start it early enough that they won't question it and it'll be their habit. And that's true. But also bear in mind that if a child has rashes because they're wearing stockings, you got to work with reality. Don't kill the kid over this ideal. Kids end up tzniut even if their parents didn't work with this ideal. It's a good idea. It makes it easier for them. If they're in a habit, then by the time they're questioning it, they're questioning something they're used to. If they're in a different habit, then it's sometimes very hard to shift. People asked a lot of good questions. What do I do when my 4-year-old comes home singing Harakevet Tutu? Aravim Yamutu. So it's funny because my kids were reading my notes and that was the only part they could read. So let me tell you what happened in our house when the kids could read that Hebrew. We started having a dance party. The kids all have dance. And they really liked that one. They didn't hear it in their gun. So we had our 9-year-old and all the kids are standing singing this new song. Arakevet Tutu Aravim Yamutu. So what did I do? Nothing. You smile. It'll pass. Some things in chinuch, you let them pass. If you make an issue, they remain. If you let them pass, they'll pass on their own. If I would have said something about it, oh, it would have stayed. I made that mistake when the kids brought home politics. They brought home a tape for one of the parties. And I heard it, and I thought it was very wrong. I got very upset. And that's it for the next 3 weeks. That's all I heard playing in the house. If you show them, if you make it into an issue, okay, so now we can take Abba. Okay. Sometimes it's not, and again, oh, I could afford it. So I explained to them why I thought it was wrong. But I got nowhere because I made it into an issue. Sometimes you accomplish much more by just letting it ride. So the kid comes home singing that, fine. And you're not going to win. Meaning, you can tell them not to sing it. They'll wait till they're out of your earshot and they're going to sing it. It's not like, what's the point? Your point is to teach them tolerance? Teach them tolerance. Teach them how to behave. Teach them how you behave. Teach them what a human being is. But to go head on the song, you're usually not going to win. That doesn't mean they won't embarrass you. That doesn't mean they won't see the Arab conductor and start singing it next to him. That might be a chinuch issue. Of sensitivity. Hey, you want to sing that at home? I'm not going to fight you on it, but you shouldn't be doing it where it's not nice. And again, if we don't take it head on, so they'll get the message. We have to end in about 3-4 minutes, so before I take on more questions that people sent in, are there questions people have now?
Yeah. Okay, back to the tzniut thing. So I just sort of noticed the last sort of September, October, my mother-in-law sent a lot of long-sleeve t-shirts for the winter for Mia. She just turned 3, so she, of course, wanted to wear only those and wore them up until about a month ago when the heat from who knows where fell upon us. And then I switched her back to short sleeves, and she had an issue with it, and I did not have an issue with it. And then she got used to it again, but I felt like that whole time that I had switched her back to short sleeves, like, I was doing her a disservice because she didn't want the short sleeves, but I made her...
I've been there. Our eldest had a Rebbe who was Hasidish. And the Hasidim button the top button, and they only wear long sleeves. So he comes home in Mechina or first grade, whatever. He says, that's it. I'm keeping it buttoned and only long sleeves. So I'm a person that really suffers from heat. That's how Hashem created me. And I don't wear long sleeves all summer long. So what am I going to do? And I see the kids sweating. So Baruch Hashem, I had an opportunity to discuss it with my wife, and we both decided there's nothing wrong. It is more tzenua to go the way the Hasidim go. Would I tell my child to do that? No. But should I fight something good that he's doing? Also not. So we just went with it. And when he was sweating, we offered him the short sleeves. And he didn't take it, and it lasted for many years. Meaning up until about a year or two ago, we're talking about like 6-7 years, he would always walk with the top button and long sleeves. Seder, he's not trying to do something wrong. He saw me in short sleeves. Seder, that's what he wants. I think that's where I would leave a child to flow. You did it already, flow with him. You'll see next.
Did I like set us up to the destruction of the...
No, yeah, that's what I said before. There are very few things that you do that destroy chinuch. Mm-hmm. Chinuch is long-term, destruction also takes long-term. You're not going to make one mistake and you lost it. You'll see next summer, either she will or she won't. At the end of the day, it's her achrayus to be tzanua. You can teach her, you can bring her there. I don't think there are critical things. The critical things are giving love. The critical things are giving balance. The critical things are giving a home. The critical things are giving shalom bayis, peace with your spouse. Short sleeves, long sleeves. She's going to see other people. She knows there are other people out there who wear short sleeves.
It's not that it's doubtful that it doesn't bother me. Like, she's 3. So
I think at 3 years old, I'm not sure I would let a kid get away with it. I told you the story when the kid was in first grade. He's already 6 or 7 when he's saying that.
Right.
When a kid is 3, I would probably also switch him back to short. Mm-hmm. I would ask my wife first.